morning. He's risen. Always joy and honor to worship with you and worship God with you all. My title of sermon is The Power of Resurrection. And the scripture is Acts 2:24. It says, God raised him up, losing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Let us pray. Father God, we want to honor you with this time of preaching. We want to be blessed by your Spirit. So help us to receive your word with our faith so that we can offer proper glory to your name through Jesus Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In order to know how powerful the resurrection of Jesus is, we must first know how powerful death is. Here the scripture says, God loosed the pangs of death. In New King James Version says, the pain of death. Why is death so powerful and painful? Does this mean only physical pain? No, it is not. Calvin said in his commentary about this, for those which duly consider the nature of death, because they hear that is the curse of God, must need to conceive that God is angry in death, hence count marvelous horror where there is greater misery than death itself. There is a Korean saying, if you can avoid it, enjoy it. This phrase is something like, I don't know if it's not true, but I found the internet, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I think you got the idea. So some people tolerate physical pains very well compared to others. Even they are motivated by it with their positive thinking. But no one can do that with the pain of death here the scripture is speaking of. It is because the pain of death comes not just from the pain of the body, but from the wrath of God. Therefore, death is terribly painful to all men. Death is not only painful, but powerful, which makes death more painful. Some people think they can escape death if they gain power or secret knowledge, if they develop technology. However, what God has ordained, man cannot change. Death is ordained by God, so man cannot escape. Therefore, death is currently so powerful thing in the world. And it is sin that makes death so powerful. Romans 5:12 says, so death spread to all men because all sinned. Ironically, by sinning, man continued to fuel the power of death that so longs to escape. So death gains more power the longer a person lives. Therefore, all men are under the wrath of God and have no choice but to wait the painful death unless he is saved by God. Here, Acts 2:24 brings us good news. Good news was proclaimed that God raised Jesus from the powerful and painful death. From this, we should learn that God is stronger than death. We realize that God has the wonderful power to bring the dead back to life. We come to know the historical fact that Jesus was resurrected by God. Here, Peter is proclaiming that fact of Jesus' resurrection externally in front of many unbelievers, those who are yet under the power of death. As Peter explaining the power of resurrection of Jesus, he said that God loosed the pangs of death. The Greek word for loose, luo, means loose, untie, release. Similar idea can be found in Psalm 18, and David praised the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. In this psalm, David speaks of his condition before being saved by the Lord, said, "The cords of death encompassed me." In New King James Version says, "The pangs of death surrounded me." Here the Hebrew word habel, which was translated as pangs and cords, means rope, cords, snare, and fetter. David, who was pursued by various enemies and Saul, personified death and described it as if death had put a snare on him so that he could not escape. And in verse 17 of the same psalm, David says, "He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me." So David praised the Lord who is able to save David because his enemy is stronger than David, but God is stronger than his enemy. In the same manner, although death is so powerful, but God is able to save, God is able to raise Jesus Christ from death because God is stronger than death. And back to Acts 2:24, Peter added one more explanation about the power of resurrection of Jesus. That is so powerful message, which is, it was not possible for him to be held by it. Losing the pangs of death, God raised up Jesus Christ because it is not possible for Jesus to be held by death. We discussed that it is impossible for man to escape or overcome death, but it is impossible for Jesus to be held by death. Why is that? Because Jesus, not like us, is without sin. He is not under the wrath of God. What is sin? Westminster Shorter Catechism 14 answers, sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Jesus has no lack of conformity unto the law of God. Jesus has no transgression of the law of God because he is the Son of God who has full of grace and truth. He is the one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, in fact for us, yet without sin. Therefore, it was not possible for Jesus to be held by death. In closing here, I would like to ask you a question about what this historical fact that Almighty God raised the sinless Jesus from the dead about 2,000 years ago means to you and me today. I believe the next two sermons will cover this more, but I would like to end my part by quoting a few sentences from Machen's account of resurrection of Jesus in his book, Christianity and Liberalism, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. He said, quote, "But the Christian message contains more than the fact of the resurrection. It is not enough to know that Jesus is alive. The liberals reverence Jesus as the supreme person of all history and the supreme revealer of God. But trust can come only when the supreme person extends his saving power to us. He went about doing good. He spake words such as never man spake, that is reverence. But he loved me and gave himself for me, that is faith." End quote. So the sinless Jesus suffered a painful death for our sins, but Almighty God raised him from the dead. That is our faith. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful message of gospel. and wonderful your work in our history that you raised our Lord Jesus from the dead. Help us to receive these words with our faith, protect our faith, and help us to grow in Christ. For your glory, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.